Chris Lindstrom, of course, one of the top offensive linemen in all of the NFL, joining me here, right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Chris, let me just start with this. You can all pull down. There you go. Obviously, because of construction at Flowery Branch, I mean, this is an opportunity to get back onto the field here, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and get in front of 12,000 fans here. What did it feel like here tonight to give the fans the opportunity to see you guys put in work?
I think you described it. I mean, you can feel the energy. I mean, it's probably coming through the radio. I mean, there is a buzz in here. In this practice, honestly, I think the intensity, it felt like a game energy. I mean, guys were bringing it because of the energy that the fans were bringing. And Kurt talks about it a lot, and Rod, just that we got to earn the love and respect of the city and their support and their passion. And I feel like that was the first piece here tonight. I mean, I'm so incredibly thankful for these fans coming out here tonight. There was a palpable energy here.
I'll be honest, I was speaking earlier, I just did an interview with a guy from NFL Network, and obviously they were down here too. He said he could not believe how loud 12,000 fans were, and just imagine, because we all get the feeling this building's going to be packed all year. I mean, just imagine if this is what 12,000 fans could do, what can 60,000 or 65,000 do? I mean, week one here, it is going to be rocking. There's no doubt about that. So you got the fan energy here, but at Flowery Branch, where most of the practices have been, you don't have that this year. So what has been different in most of your training camp practices that maybe you lose without the fans in attendance while you're up there?
For one, you miss the fans. I mean, camp is, there's so much excitement to the season, players, staff, and, you know, fans alike. And I remember being a kid and wanting to go to practices and stuff like that. I had, you know, youth stuff that sometimes conflicted with it. But I'm just appreciative for all the young kids who get to come out and come see us in practice, and the families, you know, to come and spend the day and see behind the scenes and stuff like that. But I think there's great leadership here and on both sides of the ball, of guys understanding the importance that we might not have the fans there, but we have to bring our own energy, bring our own juice to practice. And there's a real competitive side to practice.
Well, if there's a reason to enjoy the practices with just the media there, I hope you treasure it, because next year, Arthur Blank said, you're doubling up on the fans. They're going to be there pretty much all camp long, and we're certainly looking forward to that. It is Atlanta Falcon right guard Chris Lindstrom joining us here right after the Falcons practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Zach Robinson taking over the offense. How much adjustment is there for you and your fellow linemen, your fellow members of the offense, with him turning things over?
I think, number one, the biggest thing is always language, right? The different language of either the plays or the calls and stuff like that, and the emphasis of things. You might already know what that assignment is, but it has a different name. And so I think just that's the biggest thing first, and then just understanding the philosophy and going out and executing it. But, you know, we're fortunate enough that Coach Ledford was able to come back for us, and so that's a stability, and we just know that we're going to, you know, he always talks about it, speed off the ball.
It's football season now, but when it's not football season just before, it's list season. And you've been a name that we've seen on the top of a number of lists. What does it mean to you personally, a little bit of pride, to see you rank so highly among offensive linemen, among interior offensive linemen, the Madden ratings, all that stuff? How much does that mean to you? Obviously separate of performing week in, week out, but just to yourself.
I mean, as a competitor, you know, you're always striving for that, and it's always team goals first. But when you get the individual success, it's something that I always, you know, appreciate and cherish. And, you know, you see the different things, especially from your peers or, you know, you guys in the media that come here every day and watch us. It means a lot, and that's not something that I ever I take for granted. And then the other stuff is that as an offensive lineman, it really is a unit, and I couldn't have individual success without – you know, working with Caleb and Drew and really the entire offense. And so I'm really fortunate to have a supportive group, and in the same sense that, you know, the people that vote me for those things, I'm really appreciative.
You mentioned some of those guys going to be working the line with you. And again, it's Chris Lindstrom, Atlanta Falcons right guard, joining us here. It's the same starting five for the most part as you have last season. I mean, how important is it, that chemistry that you guys have to develop and the relationship to make this the best line possible?
I think the word is trust, right? And that's what you're trying to build up front, and we're trying to build that with Kirk and the in the running backs, and I think, you know, that we're able to have that. We have so many banked reps. I mean, probably thousands now at this point, closing in on tens of thousands with a couple of guys, especially with Caleb and Drew. And then just as a room, you're just constantly working every single day to get the technique, the trust, and, you know, being able to read each other's minds a little bit out there. If you can't verbally communicate, you can, you know, kind of read each other. And again, incredibly fortunate that we've been able to stay together as a group, and we're just going out here every single day attack with an attack mindset.
Just a couple more here with Chris Lindstrom, Atlanta Falcons starting guard. Obviously, Kirk Cousins come in. He's going to be taking over the role at quarterback. Has anything happened with Kirk, either on the field, in the middle of a play, or in the huddle, that's kind of taken you back and say, oh, wow, that's different? Is anything like that happened for you?
Yeah, I think there's instances all the time where his experience is showing through, and I think one of the things that he's been so awesome with is he doesn't just understand, you know, he's not just working his job, but he understands what's challenging for you. And so if he goes to do something, he reiterates to you what your challenging task is while maintaining his own job, which is, you know, it's really nice in the moment, and it might be simple when you're in an air conditioning room in a meeting. But when you're tired out there and, you know, you've been going at it for three quarters, those little reminders and little triggers like that really set in and make the difference.
Two more questions with Chris Lindstrom, Atlanta Falcons right guard. Look, last year was a tough season for everyone. There were high expectations that were not met. But you've now got a fan base, and we talked about it. You saw it tonight. They're coming back with confidence. They're coming back with expectations that are even higher. Is that something that you guys pick up on, and not just necessarily when you're in front of them, but just in general, how does that maybe affect your own or individual or the team's confidence and expectations?
The fan support is, it matters. I mean, you look at the different environments that are hard to play and go on the road, and that's the fans. The fans make a difference, and there's so many places that are challenging to play. And we're going to have that here, and thankfully it's because of, I forget what the exact number of people that can fit in here, but, you know, those people are making the difference every single day. And I know we haven't had the success the past couple seasons, but just being fortunate the last 6 years, I really love and appreciate the city and the fan base and what they bring, and, you know, craving win.
Last question here for you, Chris, and it's about that time in camp where everyone gets fed up with each other. That changes in a couple days, though, because you do get to go down to Miami. You do get to take on another team. How excited are you to mix it up with guys from a different squad and then obviously leading to the preseason game?
Oh, I think it's great. Joint practices are a chance to, you know, one, get away, break up the monotony of camp every single day, seeing the same guys. And then also in the other sense, you get to see a different look, different skill set of players, and almost practice like a game week in the sense that you're preparing, you have, you know, two practices and then a game, and then it turns over. And so that's really the challenge in the NFL week in and week out, is you got to prepare to be at your best, master your opponent, and then move on to the next week.
Well, Chris, I'd like to thank you for joining me here on the show, but certainly on behalf of all the fans, I'd like to thank you, everyone, Coach Raw, for putting on a great show tonight, because you guys absolutely delivered for the fans that did show up.
Well, thank you, one, for having me on, and then two, thank you for coming out here tonight, and you guys have a huge part in growing the fan base. So thank you, and thank everybody here, because it was an awesome night.
It's Chris Lindstrom, Atlanta Falcons right guard, getting it done tonight on the field and off the field here.